Time now for Curtain Call. Lawrence Bernabeau, live and in living color here in the studio. Morning, okay. Sunshine.
Hello.
Good to see you again.
Yep, you weren't here last week.
Nope. Book sale.
Well, can't compete with books.
No, certainly can't. Certainly can't. Not in this girl's lifetime, anyway. Mm-hmm. So, two Tennessee Williams. If there's anything better than one Tennessee Williams show, it's two Tennessee Williams shows.
Okay.
Did you see them?
Yes.
Renegade. Tell me more.
I went last Saturday, which was very interesting because I decided to go see both in one day.
Okay.
So, went to see the second one first at 4 o'clock and then had dinner and then stayed downtown and then came back and saw the first one, second, at 8 o'clock.
All right. Fill folks in a little bit on why there are these two shows and why they're being performed kind of as a grouping.
Okay. So in former days, that is to say once upon a time, Tennessee Williams wrote a play called Summer and Smoke. And while it was in production, he was in Rome and suddenly got a hankering to rewrite it. And so rewrote it. But by the time he got to London, they were already in production. And so he couldn't give them the new script. And so for a long time, it was just a published script that hadn't been produced, and then eventually it got produced. And so apparently at Renegade, when they were talking about things to do and their interest in doing Tennessee Williams, there was a debate over which of the two to do, and then somebody came up with the bright idea of doing both of them, and so they're doing it in repertoire. So last night they did Summer and Smoke, and tonight they're doing The Eccentricities of a Nightingale. And then tomorrow they do the both of them. So they're not going A, B, A, B. They're going A, B, B, A. So they do Eccentrics of the Nightingale tonight, and that's the first show tomorrow. And so it's a very unique experience to go in the same day and to see both of them.
Now, you don't see them back to back. I mean, it's not like there's an
there's
sit for 2
between,
hours
right.
and then you sit and
right.
then, okay.
Right. So one's at 4 and then you go eat dinner at 6 and come back and see the other one at 8. Well, that's what I did. I decided I was going to stay downtown. And so it's a very interesting and unique experience, especially when you watch the second one, because you're so aware of how different it is. There's maybe 4 scenes in common, and of those 4 scenes, one of them is like 75%, maybe 2 of them are 75% the same. One of them, it's the same scene, but it's done with one of the characters being totally different.
Okay.
And then the ending in terms of when the ending happens. So you're just, very aware of, this is different, and trying to figure out why. And I kind of
it's not boring in the sense that you would sit through the show and then you sit through the exact same show
right.
with different actors.
No, right. Yeah, it's comparable to, like, if you see Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs and then you go see Snow White and the Huntsman. I mean, it's the same story. And there are some elements that are the same. And you know, there are some scenes that are the same, but they're substantially different. Because like, when I was watching the second one, I was seeing Summer and Smoke, knowing that it was the original. I'm sitting there saying, okay. Then what I thought had to be going on was that he's finding a better way of getting to the final scene.
Okay.
Okay. That the final scene is going to be the same, and he's working out things differently. The irony is that I thought Summer and Smoke set up the better scene, the last scene better than the rewrite, but they're so different. More him than her in terms of they're these two people who live next door. He is the son of a doctor who's becoming a doctor. She's the daughter of a minister. And so they've been looking at each other across the alley for all their lives, and she's in love with him, and he's not in love with her for completely different reasons. And more him, but and she's also different. So she's going to end up in the same spot. It's interesting because both of these are written after Streetcar Named Desire, and you're going to get a really heavy Blanche vibe. I mean, Blanche DuBois vibe off
right.
of these. You know, when I was listening, I was thinking that they were done first, and it was kind of like a rough draft and kind of we're doing this. And so, I mean, it's not older Blanche. It'd be what happened to younger Blanche. There's some resonating in terms of that.
Did you, as a writer and a playwright and an author yourself, did you agree with the rewrite? Did you think, I see what you mean. This definitely made the show stronger?
Part of it was just the whole rationale. Part of it was the whole rationale, because in one Okay, so it's a doomed romance. In one, it's doomed because of her. Okay, there's something with her, and he's not going to be able to accept her because of who she is. In the other, she has, I would say, significantly more problems, but the, you know, flaw, dear Brutus, is not in her, it's in him, because it's just not going to happen. So there was that. I mean, that's just an interesting total flip, you know, in terms of saying, why did this happen? Well, it's because of her, because she's not the woman that he needs her to be. In the other, he's not the man that she needs him to be. And then you get to judge the ending in terms of, okay, so she ends up doing what she does because of this failed romance. Which do you think better sets it up? And part of it is the time frame, because in Summer and Smoke, the last scene happens right after things go bad. In Eccentricities of the Nightingale, it happens considerably later. Clearly years, there's not a time frame provided in terms of when it happens, but it's clearly time has passed because people have died and things have gone on.
Is it a situation in your mind where it's both are equally strong shows, or this one stronger than that one, or, you know, if you mash the best parts of both of them together, that would be the best show?
You couldn't put them together because they wouldn't work. Because, like, in one, he's like a, you know, and there's one where I think he's a good guy. You go, hey, he's a good guy. Okay, his mother's a pain in the batushka, but he's a good guy. And the other one, he's more of a bad boy, and the mom's not there. It's his father who's greatly disappointed with him. It was funny because I was talking, Crystal Lawler and I were talking last night at the Maria Bamford concert about this, because we'd both seen the two shows and she had reviewed them. And it was interesting that in both cases, we kind of liked the one we saw first a little bit better, or at least that made more of an impression. You know, because judging by the other one, I thought it was funny that we each thought a different one was funnier. She thought Eccentricities of the Nightingale was the funnier show, and I thought Summer and Smoke was the way funnier show.
Well, it does sound like audiences could go and have a really fascinating post-mortem on the thing. You know, you go with somebody that you love talking theater with, or you just like to pick movies apart, and you go with that person, and then you compare and contrast.
It's a unique experience. I mean, tomorrow's the last time you get to go see both, and I think that's the best way to do it. Why, one's fresh in your mind, and you're kind of looking at the other and just going, okay. And also, it's more impressive to see them doing both of them in the same day.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so Renegade Comedy Theater. Coming up, we've got a bunch of shows coming up later this month and into next month.
That's right. June 21st, we've got The Urban Hermit for 3 days only at the Playhouse. This is Rachel Nelson, who tells a story with song, music, and movement, as opposed to the plays you see without movement. And then the week after that, we've got Superior Story, which opens on June 28th. This is an original play written and directed by Corey Homewood. It's a over-the-top comedy about a family vacation to the Isle Royale National Park, and the summer gale comes up, and they get shipwrecked, and they have to survive without their precious technology. Then the day after that, June 29th, that weekend, Fame Junior, which is the Playhouse's youth intensive performance intensive program, they're doing Fame Junior. There's all these musicals that you know, and they're turned into slightly more juvenile versions. Sarah Diener's directing that. And that's what we've got going the rest of June. Oh, and the Mikado. The Mikado. Loon is doing the Mikado up at the Marshall School on June 21st and the 23rd.
Oh, that's next weekend already.
Yeah. So if you like your Gilbert and Sullivan. Then July, we've got Hair. We've got Sideshow.
Well, some of us have Hair.
Okay.
I'm sorry, you just handed it to me, Lauren.
Yeah. Yes, and don't think I don't appreciate the Playhouse opening Hair on my birthday, if I understand and appreciate the attendant irony in their choice there. What else in July? The one-man Star Wars show. The first three Star Wars movies in 90 minutes. And I think that's it for July. August, Company at Renegade.
Wonderful.
So there's stuff coming up.
Good stuff. Yeah, coming our way. Well, I will talk with you next week. How's that grab you?
Okay,
next week.
You heard her. She said she was going to be here next week.
Movie
I'm holding her
math.
To it.
Movie math next week right here on FM 103.3.